We're here to keep you entertained through these tough times. From our family to yours, stay safe.
Hey you. I need you to stop what you're doing right now. And if you're listening to us on Apple iTunes, go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And go ahead and drop us a comment. Because why not? What else you got to do today?
You are now plugged into Aux.
Here to bring you on an R&B journey from my mouth to your ears. I'm your host, Deluxe Dave. What's up, all of my music lovers out there? It's your boy, Deluxe Dave, here with another episode of Aux. Aux is that R&B podcast for friends just like you who came and tuned in today, where we talk about R&B music from past to present. I give my little spin on it, and then you conversate with me about what you thought about that episode. You can only find shows just like this right here on the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Well, it has been a very, I guess, kind of tiring week. I've been working on these planes. Yes, I'm happy people are still flying, but it's been a little bit stressful. But I have gotten through this week. I have stayed up. I've stayed positive. But I come across these things sometimes when I'm scrolling through, whether it be after work or sitting in my hotel room, I'm scrolling through something, and then I see on Facebook this article about this either senator or congressman or somebody that's within the political scheme who wrote or wants to actually remove slavery from the textbooks of America. Now, what does this sound like? And I'm finding it more and more like it's a common thing, because I know they're like, it's like tit for tat, you know, you're taking down some of our statues, so we're going to take some of your history, but it's not the same. A statue can be placed in a museum, it can be placed away from, you know, where people have to normally see it, but taking away the history of something that's actually happened here, I think it's detrimental. So it was only fitting, this episode just ties right in with what I'm talking about, because I wanted to apply this to music, because so easily we forget that music has history also. And what better way to look at music than to actually look back at one of what I think is like the founding of some great black music from Motown. And to get the real scoop on Motown, I sat down with David Ellis, and he enlightened me on all things Motown. So sit back, relax, and listen to this wonderful interview I had with him. And I want to thank you for tuning in for another episode of Aux. It's David J. Coleman here, or Deluxe Dave here. And I have another David here with me today named David Ellis. He goes by Solo Mind on Instagram. And I actually came across his work, or his creative work, as I was scrolling through and I saw that he loved music. So I know he loved music, and I know anybody that loves music, I'm automatically going to be attracted to. So I also saw that he had some Motown interviews on there. So when we were actually talking about doing a Motown episode, I decided that I would reach out and get in touch with David. And before we jump into anything, I just want David to introduce himself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what kind of got you into the Motown movement.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here, so just thank you so much. But yeah, my name is David. I am from Michigan. I'm an entertainment vlogger. I just love everything music. Anything music, anything Black history, I am here for it.
Wonderful.
Yes, and so I began working for Motown Museum here in Detroit 5 years ago, and I work in the archival department. So all of our artifacts that we have in the museum, as well as our collection we have in our warehouse, our department is in charge of all of that. So I'm there with the gowns, the records, everything. That's what I deal with every single day, yeah.
great, man. Well, I just had some real questions, because like, I'm not as educated as I can be on Motown. I know about some of like the main people in Motown and just little things here and there, but I really wanted to bring some more insight into, you know, the Motown sound and how that Motown sound actually originated. So can you explain to us like where the Motown sound came from and where did it originate?
Of course. Yeah, the Motown sound is really it's a lot of elements mixed together. We have to go all the way back to the Great Migration, where Blacks were migrating all the way from the South to the North to get away from Jim Crow laws and to have better lives. So as Blacks were migrating up north to Detroit, they were bringing with them jazz. They were bringing with them soul music, the blues. So mixed with that, with the culture that Detroit already had, Detroit already had a rich music culture. There was a place called Paradise Valley, and that's where all of the African-American entertainers would go. Lena Horne, Della Reese, everyone would go there to perform. And so we have these musicians who were playing there. And so you get that, you got the migration, you got the Paradise Valley musicians, and then of course you have the gospel, the church, which is the root. Yes. You mix all that together and you pretty much have the Motown sound. They kind of just experimented with different things and put things together, and they created their own sound, and they called it the Sound of Young America, Motown.
That is awesome. Yeah, see, those are like some of the things that I love to hear about, because you really never know when you're hearing all of the different nuances that come out of the music. And I actually, one day, I just sat down and I listened to like a Supremes song without the music, and you could hear all of these background vocals within it. And it's just like listening to it, like it's stuff that you wouldn't even hear normally on a song. So I was just like, they were so advanced, even for that time, having that.
Yes, it's so funny that you said that. Literally today I was at work and I said, Motown had the best background vocals. You had your lead part, and then the background, they were singing something completely different, but at the same time as the lead, but it all meshed together.
Yes, most definitely. A way advanced of its time. Now, we hear about the people like the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, different people that were the leaders of, you know, the Motown, and they were leaders of the movement. Are there any artists off the top of your head that you can think of which, you know, aren't really highlighted a whole bunch that we don't hear about that could have had a lot of impact on Motown that we don't usually, you know, hear right off the top of the bat?
Absolutely. The artists who started off in the early days, and I mean early 1960s, people like Melba John and Marv Johnson, that was some of the early singers. But we have to talk about the musicians. And I think the musicians don't get a lot of credit. They are now. It's been changing throughout the years. But the Motown's musicians was called the Funk Brothers. And they played on every single Motown song from 1959 to about 1974-ish. They played on every single song. And that's James Jamerson on bass, Benny Benjamin. It was so many guys and women who just were in charge of the sound. And also, speaking of background vocals, Motown had their own session singers, and they were called the Andantes. It was three ladies named the Andantes, and they're my aunties now. I love them. Shout out to the Andantes. And they sung background on the majority, thousands of songs, thousands of Motown songs, from Marvin Gaye's I Heard It Through the Grapevine, that's the Andantes, to even some of the Supreme stuff. You're hearing the Andantes and not the Supremes. So, yeah, so.
Never
they
knew.
Definitely.
Wow.
Absolutely. So, yeah, the Andantes and the Funk Brothers were just huge, huge part of Motown's history. Yeah.
See, and those are like the type of things where you're listening, you're hearing all of the different things, and then you never really realize how many people actually imparted themselves into some of that music. You wouldn't even think it. You would just think it's the main people, but that's what you see sometimes on the movie. You'll like see some people in the background that
That's
are doing,
right.
doing the work and stuff like that. So it's awesome to see that. And I have been talking about that recently on one of my recent episodes I did, because of everything going on with the pandemic and everything like that. I paused a moment and I was like, you know what? I can't just go about talking about just music as regular. So I went back to Motown and I started talking about Marvin Gaye and his song, What's Going On, in one of my previous episodes, and how that song was actually so in sync with actually what's still going on now. And that's amazing to me that after all of these years that song is still ringing true to my ears. So I just wanted you to basically just tell us about what Motown has done to contribute to, as far as things within the social movements and just big movements that happen within Motown. What are some of the things over the history of Motown in which they were involved with a lot of things historically and within the Black community?
Absolutely. Motown, and you know, I have to give them credit, Motown literally forced Black faces Black voices into white homes. This is during the 1960s. That wasn't happening. You had people like Nat King Cole, you know, Lena Horne, who were out there. But Motown was pushing out the Four Tops, Supreme, Stevie. So it's like they had no choice but to accept these Black entertainers into their homes. And that was huge at the times. I remember the Supremes were on the magazine cover. It was a TV Guide magazine cover. And it was a huge thing because there was a Black face literally sitting on the countertop in a white home. And it was huge at that time. Wow. But socially, Motown was always involved with socially and politics and things like that. We worked, I say we because I work for Motown Museum. Yeah. We worked with Martin Luther King a lot of times. We were really good with him. We recorded the I Have a Dream speech first in Detroit. He recorded that speech in Detroit absolutely first. And Motown recorded that and put it out on vinyl. We had a label called Black Forum, and on Black Forum, it gave thought leaders, Black thought leaders, a chance to just express themselves. So you have Stokely Carmichael, you have Langston Hughes, you have Martin Luther King releasing albums on Motown and just preaching, talking, just giving up Black power, things like that, which I absolutely love. And so as you go into now, you're getting music like Marvin Gaye, like you said. It's timeless music that the things that were happening then are still happening now. And because they sang from their heart, they talk about real life issues, it's just always gonna be able to just resonate with people. The Temptations have a lot of songs, yeah.
Jeff, that leads me to basically just saying, how are they basically staying currently, like active within the scope of Motown? Like, what are some of the things that they're doing so that within the climate that we're living in, staying, you know, I guess you would say relevant with what's going on within the Black community? What are some of the ways that you're seeing now?
Mm-hmm. Well, Motown Records now, that's in California, they have been doing a month-long thing where they're spotlighting Black businesses and Black organizations that are doing things for the community. We at Motown Museum, we have a summer camp right now. It literally just started today. And we're just teaching kids, I believe 13 to 18, how to write songs politically, social songs. So we've got these kids learning how to express themselves in the climate that we're in right now. And Motown Records, they have an artist called Lil Baby. Lil Baby has a record out right now, and he's basically talking about Black Lives Matter and things like that. So the legacy is definitely continuing through a lot of educational programs. Yeah.
That's awesome. And what are some of the ways that Motown is trying to just preserve that? Because I was actually looking on your page, and believe it or not, yes, I'm viewing and I saw some of the most recent artists that you were scrolling through that I didn't even know half of these artists were under the Motown umbrella. What are some of the ways that some of these artists are preserving the legacy and reaching beyond, like, you know, the Supremes? They paved the way, these people that were in Motown paved the way for these artists that are now like really rushing the scene. So what are some of the ways, like you mentioned Lil Baby, but what are some other ways that they're preserving that legacy and keeping it not just like it was, because everything has to grow, but how are they constantly changing with this?
Well, they keep, when every time a Motown artist is signed, a new Motown artist is signed, they have to come to the Motown Museum. So you have Quavo from the Migos was there, BJ the Chicago Kid came, and they have to learn the history. They go through a tour just like everyone else, and they have to learn the history of Motown. So that way they know that they're standing on some great shoulders, and they have a huge responsibility to uphold. Kim, the singer, he signed, Neo, Erykah Badu, they all have come, taken this tour. And so now they know when I produce music, when I go out there and perform, when I'm on tour, I'm representing a legacy. Yeah. And so even though the music might not always be like a Marvin Gaye, how they represent themselves is still Motown. It's still like a level of class that you still have to represent. And absolutely, awesome. They have it.
That's the staying power of something that Huja did so much for the Black community in general. Like I just think about it, like my parents came through it, me, and then just growing and growing, and then the children's children are going to get to see what Motown has become. So it's amazing. And that's why I just wanted to sit down today and just talk to you really about what Motown means. If there's anything that you could say in general about Motown and what it means to you, what would you say to people today?
Legacy. It's such a great and rich legacy. And I'm honored myself. I'm so privileged to just be able to be one of the people that's upholding the legacy and helping to carry a legacy on. It's such a rich history. And I mean, these are Black people that were doing it. And it all came from the same little house, and they were doing it. Like, these are our pioneers, exactly. And it's when you think about that.
Wrong with Black people? Not at all. Black
Black excellence. Motown was Black excellence to the 10th degree. Yes. So, yeah. So it's something to be proud of. And I just really want people to just take that pride with them. Know that these people paved the way. They went through a lot of stuff to get to where they are now. And it's just something to be proud of. I'm very proud of it. I'm just so happy I can be a part of it myself.
Thank you so much. I want to thank you so much for just taking out the time to actually come and talk to us a little bit more and educate us on what Motown really is that a lot of people did not know. So I just want to thank you for taking out the time, David. And if you want to check him out, make sure you check him out on IG at David_SoloMind. Did I get that right?
Right. SoloMind, SoloMind.
That is right. Thank you so much. Thanks, David.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
I thoroughly enjoyed my conversation with David. He really enlightened me on some things about Motown. And sometimes it's good to just let someone else enlighten you and learn from others, because it's the best thing that you can do in order to enhance yourself, because nobody knows everything. Nobody has it all together and knows everything about everything. So as Black people, we need to know our history. We need to be talking to one another about what we've been through, or what other people have been through, or things that are happening within our community that make us special. And Motown is definitely one of those things. I'd really love to hear your thoughts about this entire episode and what you thought about us talking about Motown, what you think about Motown and the history of it. What are some of the things that popped out to you from this interview? You can call or text the CWF Network hotline at 347-719-3350. You can also follow us on Instagram at CWFP_, and also follow me, Deluxe Dave, DELUXEDAVE. Also, our special guest, David Ellis, we want to thank him so much for being on this episode with us. You can follow him on Instagram and all of his amazing, he has an amazing page. Go check it out. It's David, DAVID _ solo mind. So it's SOLOMIND. Go check out his page. Never forget, there is so much good music out there. The key is to know which song matches the moment. So if I gave you the aux chord, would you know what to do with it? Till next time, you all stay safe out there.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.